In chapter 8, Mishnah 10, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, he says, Biv shu kamur arba amos birshus arabim. If there is a drain that runs for 4 amos, about 2 meters in the public domain, shofchin l'sochemayim b'shabbos, you can pour water, the drain leads from your courtyard 2 meters into the public domain, but it's covered. So in this case over here, says Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, you can pour into the mouth of the drain, and then it will flow through the drain and out into the public domain. But the fact that the first 4 amos is in this covered part, and the covered part is still considered part of your courtyard because it's covered and joined to your courtyard, so that would be allowed, and you could do that. The rabbis say, "Afilu gag or chatze mea amen." No, so the rabbis, even if the drain runs for 100 amos, 50 meters, it's still going outside, right? It's still going to flow into the public domain. And when you pour water into the mouth of that drain, what are you showing your intention is? That's like you're pouring into the public domain. You want the water to flow through the ditch and out into the public domain. So lo yishpuch al pi abib. So the rabbis, you can't pour into the mouth of this channel, and you can't do it. Aval shofech legag. But so the rabbis, what you can do is you can pour, and I'm deleting a word there, migag, that's a textual emendation. You can pour onto the roof, and then it'll flow from the roof into the drain, and then from the drain out into the public domain. Now you're adding an extra step, and you by you not pouring directly into the drain, you're showing that's not your intention to pour it out into the public domain. You're just pouring it like onto the roof, and then it'll flow down, flow into the mouth of the channel, and then flow out from the channel into the public domain. That's okay, says the rabbis, Vamam Yordin Lebib, and it'll flow down into the channel. And then lastly, the Mishnah says, we're going back now to the minimum size of a courtyard. The courtyard, and if there was a portico in that courtyard, what is a portico? It was a roofed structure with just columns. So that is considered part of the courtyard when you're measuring the minimum four amas for the minimum size of the courtyard. You can include the measurement of this portico in that measurement. It was just in front of the house. They would often put a roofed structure and columns. That's considered part of the courtyard, not part of the house. So you would include that, finishes of the Mishnah, when you're measuring the minimum size of the courtyard.